Welcome back to Me Versus Myself podcast. It is a new episode today. I have not recorded an episode in a long time, and I know I'm kind of sharing the screen with this pop filter and mic setup, but I'm trying to make sure I got the best audio for you guys. So hopefully it does make a difference. We will see. It's been a long time since I recorded a podcast. I've felt the intention today. I felt like, hey, like, I was cheeking up a Jay, and I was kind of like, hey, like, I should name this podcast, What Am I Afraid Of? Or it was just a question popped up of, what am I afraid of, right? And that led me to be like, well, when I record podcasts, that lets me kind of sit with my thoughts. So my intention today is to sit with the question, and I hope to ask you guys the same thing. What am I afraid of? Or ask yourselves the same thing, you know, what am I afraid of? And recently, I think I've felt afraid of sharing how I feel. Part of it is laziness of not recording, you can say. But I think it comes from, like, not wanting to record. Because there was a little bit of point of time, or maybe the last couple episodes that came out, where I was kind of, like, going through the motion of it, but not really knowing what I wanted to say. I just wasn't really feeling like sharing whatever it was that I was going through until like now, where it's like, okay, like, I feel like I've you know, picked at the ideas long enough that they no longer just have to be in my head about, you know. And like I said, that's my intention for today's episode. It's been a while since I recorded, so it may take me a little bit of time to get into it, because even now, like, I feel like I'm just not even used to even hearing me talk, dude. Like, seriously, like, that's weird to say, and it's weird to think about that now, but I think I felt that for a little bit in my head. Like, I feel like I haven't heard myself talk out loud. And I know I haven't not talked, you know? I haven't not talked. I just don't know that I've talked to myself or have felt like I haven't talked to myself. I felt like a little bit disconnected from myself, dude, because even right now it feels a little awkward to record this, but this is just because I'm not used to talking to myself like I was back in the day. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know? You're just not used to it. But it's interesting, dude. This concept, like, Me Versus Myself podcast. Wow, like, it's interesting, dude, for sure. It's fucking, like, unintentionally, it's led to a lot of fucking things. And I don't really, like I said, like, I haven't really took the time to sit with myself or reflect, dude. I feel like I'm constantly aware of the internal dialogue in my head, but I don't really sit with how I feel. Or it's not that I don't sit with how I feel, I just maybe am not present. I'm, like, in my head, and, like, I'm in the internal dialogue, you know? That's one thing I feel I've been afraid of, like, sharing how I feel. And I haven't necessarily, like I said, maybe that ties into me not sharing and talking so much. Because for the past maybe 3 months, 4 months, I've been feeling this, like, insecurity almost. Yeah, you know, like, don't want to give it that power of, like, oh, it's insecurity. But, like, I don't know, dude. You know? It's been something I've been dealing with. Like, I've not tried or gone out of my way to converse, to reach out to my friends, to my family, to make new friends. You know, I've been in my little world for the past 6 months. Even, I want to say year, dude. I want to say this has been going on for a year. On and off, good and bad, ups and downs, you know, it's just fucking, it's just how, like, it's just energy, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. And for some reason, and now, like, I'm saying this is because it has now been over a year that I broke my collarbone, and if you're wondering how that collarbone injury is looking, solid, here. I'm not trying to, like, just want to show you the collarbone injury. But it looks a little bit worse because of the lighting, but it's actually not bad. The scar is doing its thing, and it's a reason to not fucking get taken down. I don't think about it like that, but I'm never getting fucking taken down ever again after today, dude. Fuck that. Nobody. Can't let nobody fucking take me down, trip me, or none of that shit. Yeah, it's been about a year since that happened. And let me tell you the story, and maybe this is just a scenario I've been carrying with myself in my head. Hear me out. And possibly, it probably is. But me explaining this to you and explaining it out to the world will fucking alleviate some sort of pressure, for sure. I'm gonna grab a sip of water real quick, because, you know, I'm about to spit some facts. Shout out my shotty for this fucking little mason jar. What was I saying? Collarbone injury. So this is a story that I've been saying in my head, and well, I guess not even that I've been saying in my head, because it really is the situation. This is what happened, right? So around July, okay. Leading up to July 16th, leading up to this tournament, right, where I broke this bone, and I can say that this paradigm shift portal, I went through this portal of this reality, and now I'm here, right? I'm here living with this, I'm living in general, and this is life. But that situation was a very significant shift in my life, in my world, in my identity, in my pain, like, in my identity here, like, I feel like I transcended and have, I sound so, like, fucking, alright, I transcended from who I was into this version. This is me right now, right? This character, this DLC, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to think about it, whatever helps you fit, like, grasp that concept. Okay. So I've been doing, alright, so let's paint the picture. Up to that point, July 16th, I was looking really fucking lean, you know, I was working hard, you know, I was working out two times a day, most likely, probably a little bit more, eating really good, just regimented, jiu-jitsu wise, you know. Recently, I've took a lot of more time off, some reasons I have no control over, and some reasons I've also chose to not prioritize it so much for some reason. And part of it is because I'm a blue belt, so, you know, in my head there's a little bit of an ego thing going on. And I mean, like, I am passionate about it, but, like, in my ego I'll be like, dude, I'm fucking beast, like, I'm okay. You know, and maybe I am, you know, and I it's fine that I believe in myself that way, because, hey, I'm a believer in myself. But for sure, dude, I'm a fucking small fish in a small fucking pond. I'm a small fish in a big pond, I guess you can say. But like, I'm small, and I'm like thinking, you know, like, ahead of myself, and not prioritizing my workouts, not prioritizing running. Today, this 2 weeks, past 2 weeks, I've been on it. So I can't knock myself because I've been working at it. But today I ran a mile, 0.3, you know, taking it slow. Now we're going to try to ramp up back to, I am trying to ramp up. I am trying to get back to where I was, but I'm not trying to like fucking 0 to 100 that shit because not sustainable? Question mark. I mean, it is. I'm being a pussy a little bit, you know. I'm not gonna lie. I could go out there and fucking kill it and run more, and run in the daytime and run, you know, not just like only because it's the morning, because it's cold or it's fresh, or I can't run in the night because it's I sound like a bitch, but my internal dialogue, dude. This shit's been. Now that I'm explaining these fucking these situations and circumstances to you, it makes me feel a little bit like fuck. But that's been in my head, bro. Like I get home from the gym, and before I used to walk my dog around the fucking block, when I got back from the gym, and even back then, I think I would even stay to clean the mats. So there's no fucking excuse, but I've been letting myself relax, or just relaxing made it, relaxing became a fucking like habit, my lifestyle, you know. And again, like that's, there's no one to blame for that, and I can't just blame my collarbone injury because the collarbone made me just fucking more laid back, or it made me less like. Less persistent and more so like calmer, you know. So up leading up to my, you know, my collarbone injury, I felt like I was on a very good momentum in who I was and who I was becoming and who I was working towards, right? And okay, so even a year ago this time, that's when I did that 100-day challenge where I gave up no THC, you know, for 100 days. And since then, I feel like I've, since around September-ish, I went to a rave. I remember I was like recently started like chiefing again. Which was fine. I felt good. I've enjoyed it. I've been having a good time. September, October. Did I do sober October? I'm gonna say I probably didn't. I don't think that I did. I don't think I gave it up. So yeah, Wednesday. October, November, December. January, February, I took like two weeks off ish, and March, April, May. I think in May or in April, I took another 2 weeks off. So, I got that going for me. But yeah, for the most part, I've been pretty consistently consuming weed and THC. I don't feel like, to be honest, I part of me doesn't feel bad, like it's like this is what it is, but also part of me is like, okay, well, I know that I can't necessarily, well, I know that I shouldn't necessarily I shouldn't necessarily feel bad. But it's not necessarily ideal because I also kind of felt like I needed to take a break. It's just been kind of hard to take a break because, like I said, I don't know, dude. I wanna blame it on like, oh, like being lazy or like being like in this slump is. It's a habit, and I want to write it off as that, but I don't think it's so much of that either, you know? Like, part of it is I've just chose to live this lifestyle of comfortable, like, oh, I broke my bone, so I couldn't do this or that. And, I mean, I've still kept doing workouts. In August, I was doing workouts. Maybe. I feel like September as well, like that didn't really, like, starting chiefing after do the 100 days might have not been the correct, well, not that it wouldn't have been the correct step. It, you know, maybe it wasn't ideal, and maybe, like, it was better off not starting the loop again. And I mean, ideally, if that's really what I'm seeking, I can just not be in the loop. You know? And although I'll be not be in the loop, it'll be better than being in the loop. Because that's kind of what they say, like, in addiction, you know, or like a recovery and stuff like that. It's like, it's a choice. And it's a choice you have to make every day, you know? And sometimes it's like, well, I don't necessarily feel like it's like there's two sides, you know? There's like the devil, or maybe the angel that's like, it's good, it's bad, it's not good, it is bad, it's good. I feel good, you know, and it's part of my identity, or maybe, you know, and I've made it that, and it's like, oh, I need it, or I use it to relax, or to blah 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 blah. But do I? I do, but I don't enjoy the loop of it, like the cycle of it, you know, where it's like I feel like, oh fuck, like I want to smoke again, or I need to chief again. And maybe that comes from a scarce supply, because that could be something too, where it's like, okay, I've created these scarce habits around it that have made me act and behave in a certain way, you know, that falls more into a certain category. That is also a thing, because it, I don't know, it could be that. And I've been afraid of taking a break. Like, not even afraid, but I've just, yeah, I guess I've been afraid a little bit of, like, I don't want to take a break just because I'm enjoying it. But then it's like, well, I should take a break if I, because I, because I enjoy it, I should take a break. I, because I enjoy it. Because I enjoy it, I should take a break. Yeah. And it's nothing bad. Like, I feel like I tell myself that it's gonna be a bad thing, because I put forward all this pain, and I associate pain of like not having it. Say if it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I associate and project hard days, shitty days, withdrawal days into the future, when you can just not be in the loop and just be like, hey, like, when it comes around, it's like a day, like a little, like when it comes around, it does. And I choose, I want to work towards not every day. And it really is just starting, all right, like tomorrow, it's like, no, I'm good, I'm okay. And it's those intentions, you know, setting the intention of like, I enjoy it, and because I enjoy it, I'm taking today off, so I can enjoy it tomorrow. And if I don't enjoy it tomorrow, hey, taking another day off, because I want to enjoy this day more. And give that respect back to the medicine and the plant too, you know? I'm not just like, oh, she's this thing's there for me every day. Like, this plant's there. If I keep buying it, I can keep burning it, you know? But then it's like, fuck, like, it's not like I should be buying it all that much. Hey, do I have like three fucking shoulders? I got like three shoulders, bro. I just realized. I got like three shoulders. Four elbows. Five elbows. Yeah, but yeah, that feels really good to say out loud right now. Like, it's okay if I don't smoke every day, dude. Like, I've been projecting it being painful, it being not fun, it being hard, it being a strain, it being unachievable. I've been putting that forward so that I can keep this loop going. But there is no loop. It's just feelings. And there is going to be times where I feel like chiefing up. I don't need to chief up. my emotions and my feelings are gonna tell me I want to chief up, but I don't need to chief up tomorrow, or I choose not to today just because I want to enjoy tomorrow more, or because I enjoy it, I will save it for tomorrow. Because I enjoy it, I will save it for tomorrow. So I'm gonna get that shit tatted right here, bro. Fuck. Because I enjoy it, I'm not gonna do it tomorrow. Because when I do it every day, I don't enjoy it. So we'll start off with one and one. Like one day on, one, you know, like microdose. 4 days on, 3 days, like. There's no reason why I can't tell myself that I'm 4 days on, 3 days off. Like, there's no reason why I can't maintain that. Today, I want to microdose at jiu-jitsu, bro, low-key. Sorry, that was just a thought that I said. I said microdose, and that shit popped up. I'm kind of fucking down, not gonna lie. But also, I kind of want to save some mushrooms because I'm going to the beach on the weekend. True. Because I enjoy it, I'ma save it. Oh shit. Damn, bro. That's a good belief, dude. Okay, that's a good belief, man. Write that down, write that down. I need to sharpen my pencil though. So you guys have to wait. Cause my shit's like not sharpened. And I don't have like a sharpener, do I? I will sharpen it into here. Let's see what it is. Imagine where there was no sharpeners at one point. Like, food's just like, fuck, my pencil's fucking broken. Oh, here, I got you, my boy. Nah, there's definitely technique. I just don't use a knife that often. That's why I'm like, not that good with it. Not that proficient with it. Let me dump these real quick. The trash can's not that far. Shit, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. Stay with me. Don't leave me. Don't leave. Chill. I'm right here. I'm back. I only went right there. Hydro Man still doing his thing. Oh, here I got a cut. Not a cut. I got a burn, bro, from the fucking truck exhaust. Yeah. It's one of those damn fucking solar systems from NASA. I got tatted up. That's what happened, bro. True story. It's a deep one. But I have to keep it covered, you know? Can't let it get wet. Dog. I'm fucking silly, bro. Sometimes my little internal dialogue, it's fucking silly, like funny, dude. Like, for some reason, I feel like I like just entertain myself so well. Whether I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, I just have some like some way like I have this way of like detaching through laughing or detaching through a joke or detaching through a thought or detaching through like not even detaching but like say like we're all hanging out, like for some reason I'll be able to like look at things a different way and entertain myself. Like, oh, here's a rock, there's another rock, let me try to hit the other rock, and it's like everyone would say, I don't know, I don't know if that's just in like not as it's just a big deal to me, you know, like I'm making it a big deal. But yeah, dude, I feel like I'm very like that. Like, my mind is creative. I'm constantly thinking and like solving little problems in my head. But I think, and I've heard this before, like, it's like some people are solving the wrong problems. For example, to move them forward. And back to like this whole topic of like the past year and like breaking my bone and just recovering and making, you know, like kind of like just kind of laying back, you know. Although I've been progressing, I've kind of been in this laid back like mindset state, which I mean has helped me because I'm kind of at peace, but kind of not. So maybe it hasn't served me. But I feel like this year is, I mean, I think last year was supposed to be the year of learning. And well, if you want to call it the year of learning, technically, yeah, it has been the year of learning a lot about myself. Because in November, I've developed a lot about like internal feelings, you know. December, I was working through a lot of like past stuff. Over in January, I hurt my knee. I hurt my knee in January, so I wasn't walking all that. I was like limping for a good month, like January, all January I was limping. In Oregon I was limping, had crutches all the way to maybe like mid-February. I stopped using the crutches are still literally right there in the corner, but yeah, I don't know, I'm not using them at the moment. I stopped using them, and they did more knees over toes, so I've rehabbed my knee. My knee feels good 97% of the time. In jiu-jitsu, there's certain positions I've seen where it still feels a little bit weird, and I'm looking for the patch, you know, like it's like a little glitch that happens, and I need to just figure out like, all right, here's how I patch that glitch when it comes up in the game. But fuck, dude, like, I've just been, like, I mean, I've been judging myself and comparing myself and feeling insecure a lot, because it's, like, people are moving and people are doing things around me, and instead of, like, kind of being, like, happy, I've been insecure, definitely. I've been not so invested in other people, you know, and I could be there for more people. But I've reserved myself, and I've been in my head for the past fucking year. This year of learning, you know? I've been like a monk. We're literally straight out the fucking monastery. Day one out the monastery. But I've had a lot of time, dude, to sit and think about my feelings and my thoughts and what I'm afraid of. Things that scare me. Insecurities I have, or like insecurities popping up and me having to work through and question, why do I think that? Why in my head do I feel this way because of this thought that's fucking insecure? Like, it's that like, and I don't really want to share. I don't, and that's maybe like me giving that, but I don't want to put that on the internet. Like, but fuck, like, that's one situation. That now it's like whatever. Like, I've worked through it. But it's like interesting how some thoughts can come to be, and some ideas in our heads, you know, we can make them more than they are, and feel a type of way because of our self-image, ideally. And well, I mean, up to like Oregon, I was seeing myself, like, even after Oregon, I've been seeing myself, like, oh, I was injured for a bit, you know, I was like, oh, I'm injured, and that mindset of like, oh, I don't have to wake up and run, that's one thing. That's also, I never really thought about, it's kind of like, oh, well, yeah, I fucking hurt my knee in January, if that makes sense, why we stopped running. My Fitbit broke. My Fitbit shattered because I left it in the cup holder of my brother's car, and he took it out because he was like cleaning it, you know, and he might have dropped it on the street, And cars ran that shit over, bro. I would show you, but I don't think you care all that much. And so since March, I haven't had a Fitbit. And the Fitbit would always, I like that it could track my runs. I like that I had a clock on. I like that I like checking the steps, a rough estimate of my calories, tracks my sleep. So it feels cool. And I feel like it gives me more of a sense of direction in terms of, working out, before, for a little bit, I've been working out in my head, tracking my stuff on paper and stuff, but, not even tracking my stuff, but more so just the being able to run and have this, I feel like it's really cool, especially when it's on my phone and I can link I can link and see my run. It's a really cool tool. That shout out Ignacio, he gave me his. Real homie. Yeah, dude. This year, although I haven't really been thinking of myself or seeing myself in this way either so much, I've worked the most on my business. On Spiffy Media, this year has been the most outreach I've ever done. This year I've made the most content I've ever done speaking, I've had the most meetings this year. And again, I beat myself up. I don't help myself. I'm not on my own team. I haven't been on my own team in a long time. Since the year. I'm going to say for the past 6 months for sure, I have not been on my own team. Financially, haven't really been out there pushing to go and get it. I haven't fucking been pushing at all, really. But although the strides that I've been making in my business, although like I said, because I've stopped, I look at it as my momentum stopped, so what I was building stopped. But not really, it's if you're building a building and you're going and all of a sudden a month, say you're building it, right? And you work out this building for a month. You're working on constructing this house you're building. And then you stop working on it for a year. The progress you made isn't lost. It's just not physical. It's it's digital. So my mind has a hard time of grasping the progress that is being made. Because technically there's no clients. Although there's meetings, there's no recording. There's a lot of things that have slipped through the cracks because I haven't seen myself as the business owner, the business operator. Because, I said, I felt insecure. I felt, insecure. And I've been dealing with a lot of my, internal beliefs and internal, dilemmas of, hey, dude, this is fucking slowing me down. I'm slowing myself down, by not helping myself. By feeling this insecure, in my head, escaping it, sort of, but not really. You get me? Not really escaping it, because it's been consuming me, And I've been consuming myself in my head, my internal dialogue. And I thrive on speaking. I love sharing my ideas. I love sharing my thoughts. I love sharing who I am with the world. But recently it's just kind of felt like I don't like who I am, or I don't like where I'm at right now, because I'm comparing myself to what's going on around me. And what really grounds me is just, keep believing in my own character, keep believing in my own ideas and beliefs, and, keep being my own hero, because I feel like I've been for that on and off for a long time. And when I'm I think I've just lacked connection within me, within myself and my thoughts and who I am and who I think I am and what I think I deserve and stuff like that. that's really what's been like, I guess, hard, or some of the lessons I've been learning, you know, is like definitely the way I've been viewing myself hasn't been productive towards building myself up. Although, I, like I said, like either way, slow, like little by little, we are making certain strides. I am making a little bit of like progress, and there is progress, and my life is really good. Like I said, like I feel like I'm living a really happy life. But in terms of like this load that I'm like this word, this load of fucking ideas that have been in this head that have been going like since the past 35 minutes. I've been carrying these things for a year, and I've been in my head so much insecure, dude. When I was starting to date my girlfriend, I felt insecure even about my relationship, about sharing that I was in a relationship, that I had a partner, who my partner was, because part of it was having to deal with other insecurities about like, oh, like nobody needs to know, or like insecurities about like past things, like for example, like old friends hitting up my ex-girlfriend, which again also I've worked through. Like a lot of these insecurities have popped up, and I don't want to say that I've kept myself in this loop for I've kept myself in this loop for a bit of like living like 1 week at a time and kind of taking it as it goes. Maybe I've been working 2 weeks ahead of time, you know. But 2 weeks ahead of time, like 2 weeks at a time is a month. The next thing you know, it's fucking, it's 2 months, 3 months, 4 months of this shit. So I've got a couple a day. I got like 50 something days before my birthday comes up. And back to, oh, I had my girlfriend send me some questions about like some just kind of things. You know, if you've been here a while, you remember, you might remember the old question segment where I had people ask me questions, but here goes. I think are one thing, two things that that you learned about yourself in your life in over the past 4 months. So the past 4 months since March. Since March, I've been shown a lot of insecurities that I've needed to work through. Whether it was from my parents to my relationships to love to sex to like sides of me, to parts of my story, to parts of my you can say trauma. To work through all those preconceived thoughts of like, oh, like this is what I went through, and to be able to share that again with somebody was definitely an experience. Because even now, like, I feel like it's a lot easier too, because I just feel so comfortable with my girlfriend that I can share and ripple, you know, I can just share me, I can just be me. But in the past, for a while, it was kind of like hard to be me. Or hard to not be in my, like I said, not be in my head, ideally. Like, just be present and be me. But that's, again, where I feel like chiefing up kind of comes in. Where I'm like, oh, like, kind of keeping myself in this loop a little bit. You know, the more I continue to, because then it's like I have to keep fulfilling this. And, again, it's like I don't mind. Not that I don't mind, I don't know, like, you know, like, do I mind fulfilling this? And also, like, there is no loop. If I tell myself there's no loop, it's just control and enjoying and saving it because I enjoy it, you know, saving it for a better time, or saving it for a time where I'd rather experience, you know, than constantly every day. Not really intentionally, you know, just because I like it so much that I've learned to sometimes dislike it. And that's okay. That's normal. It happens. But, you know, it's, nobody's mad. Nobody's upset. You know, there shouldn't be any hard feelings, you know. It's just maybe for the next couple of Not days. It's not necessarily. It's just saving it. Yeah, saving it. It really is saving it. Saving it for a better time. If I'm at home and I haven't really done much with my day, should I ask for some? Nope, I shouldn't. Just it's definitely something I'm gonna be integrating in my thoughts more, for sure. But in terms of the past 4 months, things I've learned about myself is to not judge myself based on my material possessions, to not be upset at other people's wins or insecure about my other people's wins, and to be more supportive. I've learned to be more caring in terms of like be more caring in terms of like I guess you can say caring because I've been a lot more thoughtful before I say things. So maybe you can say that. Maybe that qualifies. So maybe that's caring because I've like thought about what I wanted to say before I said it, before reacting. Although sometimes I do just react and that's just sorry, it is what it is. Sorry, let me move the mic a little bit this way so I can might block you a little bit, might block me a little bit, but we're right here, we're still here. Another question is, what do I look forward to seeing for myself in the next 2 months? Shadi asked that because it's my birthday, bro. My birthday's in 2 months. But I wish to. I'm looking to be more financially confident. You know? Because this year, remember I told you guys self-sufficiency? Not that I don't believe in self-sufficiency, because I've done a lot of work in that aspect in my learnings of how to grow food. How to. I've done a lot of. I've been learning a lot about that. Patience and time and caring and prioritizing that. So there's been stuff going on in terms of like off-grid living, land, and all that. Don't trust me. Self-sufficiency is still going on. But for sure, money confident, financial confidence. What else? It's gonna be a year of dating my girlfriend, my shawty. So that's cool. No, that's cool. That's really cool. I'm really happy with my girlfriend. Honestly, it's crazy that to think that it's been a year already, almost. It's still a lot of time. We've got 2 months, but still, like, there's no reason to not make it there. Like. That's my fucking shoddy shoddy, dude. Like, that's my. I feel so happy and happy with content and happy with my partner. Like, there's nothing else that I need. Like, that's my girl, that's my partner, and we vibe. And I enjoy her presence so much. She enjoys my presence, and it's a good time. True story. 1 year. More, structured work day. Business day, I should say business day. It's a business day, not a work day. Sorry, you're just with me right there, huh? I was writing down what I'm thinking. So, structured business day, not work day. I think, what else? For the next 2 months. I'm looking to, talk down, I'm like blocking my view, huh? I'm looking to lean up, or not even lean up. I've been bulking up. I have not weighed myself. I want to say I weigh Like 160. I could whip out the scale for y'all if you really want me to. Oh, it's not here. It's in the corner. Sorry, can't do it anymore. I'd say like 160 right now. I'm working on toning up my legs, so if in two months I can fucking build my legs up even more. Hell yeah. Oh, I want to, hopefully the cribble, if you know, you know, is set up by 2 months. Also, what else? Reading more. I did not read today, actually. I've been reading more, but I haven't read today. So I gotta get my book out of my bag and read. I'm reading Final Spin by Jocko Willink at the moment. Reading more. Morning work blocks. Morning business blocks. I'm a business owner, dog. I don't work on my business. I run my business. Sheesh, let's get it, bro. Let's fucking get it. Money business box. Run my business. More content. More content. Reels, Instagram, TikTok. You know, the whole shabam. For jiu-jitsu, Jesus, fingerboarding. Yeah, more of that. Let's see what else. I don't know. I think that's all that really comes to mind right now. In terms of like personally, you know, from myself. Yeah, that's a good question though. I'm looking forward to those things. I would like to look forward to. I want to get some new clothes, new essentials. Cause there's a couple like a shirt, like, you know, I have a rotation of things that I enjoy to wear, but there's a couple little things that I would like more variety of for, like, dressing up a little bit more, you know. Because I've got the minimal setup down, but there's a couple of things in my closet that no longer serve me, and they can serve somebody else, and I can get some new wardrobes, some new clothes in, a few new items. You know, don't go out there copping me shit, cause I'm kind of picky, not gonna lie. It's just like, I don't know, I feel like I don't need more clothes, you know? Like, in my head, I tell myself I don't need more clothes, but then I want more clothes. Well, just some newer things, you know? Like, some newer button-ups, maybe. Because I rock kind of the same thing kind of year-round, on and off. So, yeah, you know? That's what's going on in the brain. I know I wanted to share more, but I feel really happy with what I said today. I will let what I said stand. No take backs. It is what it is. Whatever, what it is, what it is. That's it. It is what it is. Thank you for watching. Goodbye. I love you. And have a good time today.